In today's exciting financial update, Tesla's stock has surged to its highest price in years, closing at an impressive $389.22 per share. This marks a 5.3% rise and brings the stock tantalizingly close to its record close of $409.97 from November 2021. With its market capitalization once again surpassing the $1.2 trillion mark, Tesla is proving that it's a force to be reckoned with in the market. BofA Securities analyst John Murphy has reiterated his buy rating on Tesla, upping his price target from $350 to $400. His optimism stems from a recent visit to Tesla's Gigafactory in Austin, Texas. During this visit, Murphy participated in a factory tour and ride and drive session, which bolstered his confidence in Tesla's growth trajectory. Murphy is particularly bullish about Tesla's plans to expand its addressable market with the launch of lower-cost electric vehicles, expected in the first half of 2025. These vehicles are anticipated to be priced under $30,000, thanks to current electric vehicle tax credits. Furthermore, Tesla is not stopping there, as they plan to introduce additional new models in 2025. Tesla's advancements in full self-driving capabilities have also caught Murphy's attention. He described the technology as impressive and much improved, suggesting that Tesla is nearing the launch of its robo-taxi business. The Optimus robot, which featured prominently in Tesla's recent robo-taxi event, is also gaining traction, with development expected to accelerate. The excitement doesn't end there. Tesla plans to deploy around 1,000 Optimus robots by the end of 2025, primarily in its own facilities. As the robotaxi technology matures, resources for Optimus are likely to increase, driving down costs and boosting production beyond 2026. Given Tesla's current valuation, Murphy anticipates the possibility of the company raising over $50 billion through an equity raise with only a modest 4-5% dilution to shareholders. This potential capital influx could fuel further growth and innovation at Tesla, reinforcing its position as a market leader. SpaceX has just completed a groundbreaking achievement by launching its first Starlink direct-to-cell satellite constellation. This marks a significant leap forward in global connectivity, as these satellites have the capability to communicate directly with cell phones without any additional equipment. It's an innovative step that could revolutionize how we stay connected, even in the most remote areas on Earth. On Wednesday, SpaceX successfully launched 20 satellites aboard a Falcon 9 rocket. Of these, 13 are equipped to directly connect with mobile phones, thanks to a partnership with T-Mobile. This collaboration was first announced in 2022 with an ambitious vision to enable phone connectivity even in the middle of the ocean. The idea is to have these satellites act like a cell phone tower in space, providing network integration similar to a standard roaming partner. Following the Federal Communications Commission's approval of the SpaceX and T-Mobile deal last week, SpaceX has been able to push forward with this direct-to-cell initiative. The company has already sent and received its first text messages through T-Mobile's network earlier this year, showcasing the potential of this technology. SpaceX has emphasized that these direct-to-cell satellites will immediately connect over laser backhaul to the Starlink constellation, effectively eliminating dead zones and ensuring connectivity when it's needed the most. Imagine having the peace of mind knowing you're connected, whether you're hiking in the mountains or sailing across the sea. Elon Musk shared that unmodified cell phones will experience a bandwidth of around 10 megabits per second per beam with this constellation. However, he hinted at even greater throughput capabilities in future constellations, setting the stage for even more robust and widespread connectivity solutions. While T-Mobile is the first partner in this endeavor, SpaceX is not limiting itself to one telecom provider. According to SpaceX Senior Director Ben Longmuir, the satellites are open for business for any telecom company in the world, which means we could see a global shift in how mobile networks operate. The Starlink direct-to-cell service is targeted to be available next year, and we can expect more details to roll out as the service becomes closer to launch. This initiative promises to bring a new era of connectivity, making dead zones a thing of the past and ensuring that everyone, no matter where they are, can stay connected to the world. All right, let's dive into the latest from Elon Musk's xAI, which is making significant strides with a colossal new funding round and ambitious expansion plans for its Colossus AI supercomputer. On Thursday, a filing with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission revealed that xAI has successfully closed a $6 billion funding round. This impressive influx of capital is set to supercharge xAI's efforts in expanding its already massive Colossus supercomputer at their Memphis, Tennessee facility. This expansion is not just a minor upgrade. It's a bold move to leap ahead of tech giants like Google and well-funded startups such as OpenAI and Anthropic. The funding round saw contributions from key investors who had previously backed xAI, with a minimum investment of $77,593 per filing. This latest funding comes on top of the $6 billion xAI secured in May 2024 from major venture capital firms like Lightspeed Venture Partners, Andreessen Horowitz, and Sequoia Capital. With this new capital, xAI's total funding has reached a staggering $12 billion, positioning it as a formidable player in the AI landscape. Elon Musk's vision for xAI is nothing short of revolutionary. The company plans to purchase 100,000 NVIDIA chips to enhance the capabilities of the Colossus supercomputer, which is already known for being one of the world's largest, housing over 100,000 interconnected NVIDIA GPUs. This expansion is set to multiply its capacity tenfold, marking a significant technological leap. The goal? To train xAI's Grok chatbot and other AI models more efficiently, ultimately setting a new standard in AI innovation. Amidst these developments, xAI is also embroiled in a legal battle, having filed a lawsuit against OpenAI and Microsoft in August. The lawsuit alleges that OpenAI has been attempting to stifle competition by extracting promises from investors not to fund rivals like xAI. Musk's team also accuses OpenAI of benefiting unfairly from Microsoft's infrastructure, describing this relationship as a de facto merger. Despite the legal challenges, Musk remains confident in xAI's unique advantages, particularly its access to high-quality data from X, formerly known as Twitter. The expansion of the Colossus supercomputer is already underway, with the Greater Memphis Chamber announcing that NVIDIA, Dell, and Supermicro Computer will be establishing operations in Memphis. This move underscores xAI's commitment to pioneering development in America's heartland. As xAI's Brent Mayo eloquently put it, "We're not just leading from the front, we're accelerating progress at an unprecedented pace while ensuring the stability of the grid utilizing Megapack technology." It's clear that xAI's journey is one to watch closely. With its significant funding, cutting-edge technology, and strategic alliances, the company is poised to make waves in the AI sector. As always, Elon Musk's ventures never fail to captivate and inspire, and xAI's trajectory is no exception. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. If you enjoyed this brief and would like to stay updated on latest episodes, don't forget to click follow in your podcast app. Also, for a full list of all our daily briefs, check out the link in the show notes. Thanks again for listening, and hope to catch you next time. Are you looking for more daily briefs or have an idea for a new one? Head over to podcastai.com/daily-brief for more.